So these are our hard sugyas. We don't always choose the easiest stuff in the limud. Right, Portel will tell you that. He's been here from the beginning. I think the only one from the very first kol summer. I think you were the first only one here still. We started with chulin. So we have not taken easy paths at all. So don't be discouraged just because it's hard. But the Mir Tzah Shem will get to it. I was talking to a dear chaver who's not there, but Rabbi Leon Meir, who was learning the back before, who is an Eloy, I don't want to embarrass him, but he's Eloyish. He said, wow, this is hard stuff. When he said something's hard, I mean, it's hard. So don't feel discouraged at all. It is very hard, but one of the challenges of Avadim is that if you start from Yudalad, the mission Yudalad starts going through all the different factors, how you're, if he's Nikna, how he's Kona Atzmo, and there's so many factors, and there's so many personalities also. There's Eved Ivri, Nimcha Lagoy, Eved Ivri, Machur Bezdin, Eved Ivri, who's Mocha Atmo, there's a Amna Ivriya, there's a Nirtza. There are five different people we're talking about. And then there are like eight different ways of Kinyanim, how they're Nikna, eight different ways, how they're Kona Atmo. So the Mishnah Gemara throws everything in the beginning without knowing who the different people are yet. So I figured it makes more sense to start from Tezayin just for now, for the next 2-3 days, figure out who the players are, understanding Am Ivri a little bit in a simpler way, and then tomorrow, maybe the next day, it's more Marmakomos, we'll spend understanding who an Eved Ivri is, and then we'll go back to Yadalad and start figuring out how they acquire themselves, how they get free. Fine. So today's Sugya and Daf Tezayin, the Gemara wants to know Ubishtar. Because the Mishnah had said, an Eved Ivri, one of the ways an Eved Ivri is Nikne, is Nikne Bekesef Uvishtar. So how does a shtar work? How do we know a shtar works? Minalan. So run through the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Ula Amar Kra. Imacheres Yikach Lo. It's referring to an Am Ivriya. And Am Ivriya, if she is acquired, so it connects it to Acheres. Hakisha Kosev La Acheres. Acheres is a reference to Kedushin. Ma Acheres Makni Bishtar. Just like with respect to Kedushin. A shtar Kedushin works for a woman in general. Af Am Ivriya Makni Bishtar. So too. By an Ame Ivriya, a shtar will work as well. Gemara says, this makes sense. Hanich l'man damar shtar Ame Ivriya Adon Kosva. It makes sense if the Adon is the one who's writing the shtar for Ame Ivriya, because that's comparable. The Adon is the one who's acquiring, who's machnis, the Ame Ivriya into his rishus. So it's comparable to a Baal. By Kedushin, a Baal is being machnis, a woman, into his rishus. So you could line up Am Ivriya with Kedushin, if it's the Adon who's the one writing the shtar, that I am acquiring her, like the Baal is acquiring a Isha. But Elalman Damar Avkosva, the one who holds the father, is writing it, that he's releasing her from his Rishus. Ma'ikla Meymar, how do you have a comparison? You can't compare Am Ivriya to Kedushin, because they work very differently. Even though the Pasuk does say Acheres, they're too different to compare to each other. Right? We're good. The Gemara says, Itmar quotes the machlokes, who writes the shtar Am Ivriya? Mi kosvo, Rav Huna Amar, Adon kosvo, Rav Chisda Amar, Av kosvo. The Gemara just says again, it makes sense, Hanichle Rav Huna, that the Adon is kosvo, he's being kone her, like the Baal's kone her. This makes sense. It makes sense to compare to Acheres, to Kedushim, El Rav Chisda, who holds that the Av is the one who's a kosev, the father is releasing her. That's not comparable to Kedushin, Ma'ikla Meimra. So the Gemara brings another source, a different source, Amr V'acha Bar Yaakov Amar Kra, Lo Seitze Ketzeis Avadim, she does not leave. Like other Avadim, Aval Niknes Hikikinin Avadim, Umay Niyushtar, although she does not get released by Shein V'ayin, Rosh Eivarim, then Evik Kanani. If you lose a limb by the master, and Evik Kanani goes free, she does not go free in that way. Although she's different in how she leaves the rishus of an adon, but she's similar in how she gets acquired by the adon. It's kinyan avadim, namely through shtar. Just like a Eved Kanani is acquired by shtar, so to Ame Ivriya is acquired by shtar. So that's a machlokas again, and two machlokas in the Gemara. What is the source that shtar works by Ame Ivriya? And secondly, who writes the shtar? And the Gemara aligns the two together. That if you assume that the source is Acheres, that we learn from Kedushim, so then it's the Adon, the one acquiring her, who writes the shtar. But if you assume that the source is Lo Seitze Ketzeis Avadim, so then it's the Av who's writing it. Now just to make it a little bit, to conceptualize this a bit more, if you had a chance of not, take a look inside, Chedusha Meir Simcha, who also wrote the Or Sameach and the Meshech Chachma, the Mechaber of all three Svarim, says Chedushim on Ashas, We have not too much of him, but he has a few shtiklach on each of the mesechtas, many of the mesechtas. So he explains as follows. He says, the question that the Gemara is referring to, the machlokas here, is whether or not this shtar on the Ivriya is a shtar kedushin, or is it a shtar kinyan? Right? There's a shtar, when a person gets married, you get married, one of the ways to get married, the first mission in mesechta, is using shtar kedushin. It's an ishus. There's a relationship that's being built between the Am Ivriya and her Adam. There's something called yiud. Yiud is a din, we'll see, hopefully we'll get a chance, depending how fast we move, but it's discussed later on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, if we get there. Yiud is a form of kedushin, how it works exactly, there's a chaim, how this works, but without being too sophisticated, there's a level of ishus, there's a relationship that's being built between the Am Ivriya and the Adam, so much so that although when she gets bought by the Adam, that they're not married, but he has the option of turning that into a yid, into a marriage. So ishus is a potential part of that relationship. So that's one approach. It's a shtar ishus between Am Ivriya and the Adam. And the other approach is that no, it's a regular shtar kinyan. Like you buy something, you write a document to acquire property. You write a shtar that I own this karka. It's a shtar kinyan. There's no ishus. I don't have a relationship with my karka. So is a shtar Am Ivriya a shtar ishus, shtar kedushin? Or is it a shtar kinyan? Those are the two approaches. And Meir Shmuel says that's exactly what's going on here in the Gemara. That one opinion holds that im acheres hikachlo compares Am Ivriya to shtar kedushin. That's implying there's an ishus there, shtar kedushin. And that's exactly what Rashi says. You look at the Rashi, Adon Kosvo, the very top line, Rashi says, Adon Kosvo, the Adon, the master, who is comparable to the Baal, the husband, who's bringing a woman into his property, into his rishus, says Rashi, Bitcha Knuyali, the Adon says, he writes in the shtar, your daughter is being acquired by me. V'nosalav, and he hands the shtar to the Av, Kederech Shar Kedushin, like other types of Kedushins, other types of relationships. Shabal, who's now the same person as the Adon, the Baal is Kosev, Bitcha hi Mekudeshesli. So Rashi makes it very, very clear in this opinion, if you hold Acheres, Im Acheres Hikachlo is the source, and it's the Adon who's writing the shtar, that's assuming that this shtar Am Ivriya is a shtar ishus, a shtar kedushin. Rav Meir Simcha says, though, the other approach that's learned out from Lo Seite Kites HaVadim, this is not a dinin ishus, it's a dinin kinyanim. It's like avadim. You buy an Eved Kanani, there's no relationship between the Adon and the Eved Kanani. It's he owns the Eved Kanani like a piece of karka, like a piece of property. And that's what Shar of Am Ivriya is like as well, according to the other opinion. That learns from the source of Lo Seite Kites HaVadim, the Kinin HaVadim. Buying Am Ivriya is like buying a slave, like buying an Eved Kanani. There's no ishus here at all. And so that's the source. It assumes it's a Shtar Kinin. And that's also why it's okay that the father writes it. The father's writing that I'm giving you the property. If I own Karka, I'm writing a Shtar that you are purchasing my Karka. So that's how Meir Simcha explains that the machlokis in the Gemara of the source and also who writes it hinges on the nature of the shtar Am Ivriya. Is it shtar kedushin or is shtar kinyan? That seems pretty straightforward from Rashi's understanding here as well of the Adon versus the Av. And just look at that next Rashi, three lines down. It says Rashi, Elalman damer Av Kosvo, lo yalif mishar kedushin. We don't learn from other kedushin. Uminali de kani le shtar. How do you know a shtar works? Because if you assume the father's writing it, it's not a shtar kedushin. It's a shtar kinyan. And we have to know, how do you know a shtar kinyan works by Am Ivriya? To which the Gemara goes on to give the answer of lo seite kites havad. Okay. Regular kedushik tana, the Baal writes the shtar. Yeah, I'm pretty sure, yeah. Yeah, exactly. So that's the comparison. We're good right now? Okay. So now that being said, these two approaches. So the Shita Lo Nodelami, actually, he says there are two nafkaminas, two additional nafkaminas of whether it's a shtar kedushin or shtar kinyan. Anyone see the Shita? Yeah. Lishma. Lishma. Whether or not, first of all, Lishma. You need Lishma. When I have a shtar kinyan, if I'm writing a document about buying, selling a land, do I need Lishma? Lishma is not relevant to a shtar kinyan. But if it's learned out from a get, from a kedushin, the yotzva haisa, get is the source of a shtar that works by get and mefurish pasuk, And the Yotzei V'Hayisa teaches me that your shtar works by Kedushin too. You need Lashma. You need Lashma when you write a shtar, both for Kedushin and Gittim. If that's the source, Imacheres Ki Yikach La, is the source, says the Shita, you would have to have Lashma when writing a shtar for the Hamivya, there needs to be Lashma, just like by any other Kedushin. But again, if you assume it's a regular shtar kinyan, then you wouldn't need Lashma. So that's another nafkamina that the Shita writes too. What's the other nafkamina? You need something else. I mean, can that shtar that was given when you bought the Amivya, can that now be used for the shtar kedushin as well? There's a din again. We're not there yet. So, but by Yud talks about the money that was given to buy her. Can that money be used for the kedushin? So ignore that piece right now. The Maos Rishonos. That shtar that was given to the father, the Av, the Amivya, the Adon gives it over to the Av. Can that shtar, although it just says bitcha knu li, I own her, can that now you be used? I want to marry her. Can you reuse that shtar for shtar kedushin? Says Ashita, well, if the initial shtar was based off of the pasuk imacheres kachla, there was a ishus from the beginning, so you could solidify, concretize that ishus later on using that same exact shtar because it's the same parsha of ishus. But if you assume, says the Shita, that the shtar was learned out from lo seite ketes avadim, it's a shtar kinyan, that shtar can't be recycled for shtar ishus, that can't be recycled for yid, for kedushim, they're completely different shtaros, you'd have to rewrite a new shtar, a very different shtar. Those are two additional nafkamina, says the Shita. Are good? Any questions so far? Okay, fine, still good. So that's what's going on here in the Gemara. So now, if you go weiter in the Gemara to read together, the Gemara says, Eima aval niknes hi kikinin avadim. Asks the Gemara, wait a second. The Pasuk says, according to the second Pasuk being brought in the Gemara, the Rav Acha bar Yaakov, who says, lo seite kites avadim, the Am Ivir doesn't leave, she doesn't get redeemed like the Eved Kanani, but she can be acquired like Eved Kanani. So that's a good diuk. But mind you, the Gemara says, what is that kinin? The Gemara says, shtar. Maybe it's something else. Who says it's shtar? Maybe it's a chazaka. Mara says a chazaka doesn't work by Amivya, and goes on to bring a positive why it doesn't work. Mara says, so then the Gemara says, hey, maybe that pasuk is excluding shtar. Okay, fine. The Gemara has the following svar. The Gemara says, Mara isa mistavrish shtar havle rubuye. It makes sense to include shtar kinyan for an Amivya. Why? Shekein motziya bebas Yisrael. What does that mean, shekein motziya bebas Yisrael? Just a simple pshat of the Gemara. Get works. A get works. So get works, so too, if a shtar works by get, so too works by an Ivya. What's the question that you were all bothered by and Tosos asked this question? Opposite role. We're talking about Ivya, you're being machnisser. So why are you being a raya from the get that you're being motzir? That's the question Tosos and Rabban ask. So this is a diik I want to make. Did anyone see a difference between Tosos' question and the Ramban's question? Not the answer, but the question they ask on this Gemara. Yeah. Tosos says, Machnis. What does Ramban say? But he elaborates, yes. He says, he does say Kona, but he goes on to say, very good, let's look at Tosos, very good. A few more lines, you would have gotten it. So Tosos writes, look at Tosos. Shkein motzi bebas Yisrael. Hadilo nakit shekein machnis. Why didn't we say kedushin that they're both machnis each other? Dehu dame tve. Fine. Ramban writes in number 3. Hadam minen shtar havle derbuy shekein motzi bebas Yisrael. Vilo amar shekein kone bebas Yisrael. Dehavle ishus vachnasa mi ishus vachnasa. So Ramban adds in the word ishus. Hachnasa leratoso says that's not a question of relationship. It's just bringing into my property. One's ishus, kedushin, and one is acquisition, but they're both being machnas. But Tosa doesn't use the word ishus. Ishus means there's a relationship. So it seems from this, Ramban and Tosa have a subtle machlokas here. It's a big machlokas, but it comes up subtly in the way they read the Gemara, whether there's ishus or not in Am Ivriya. Now, what's the big chiddush here for the Ramban though? Ah, exactly, right. He's worth in Rav Chisda. We set up just before with the Korinth Rameir Simcha and the way Rashita lined everything up and the way Rashi understood everything. Then the world of Rav Chisda, who holds that the Av is the one writing it, so this is a din in Kinyan, Shtar Kinyan. There's no Ishus. There's Shtar Kinyan, Shtar Vadim, there's Shtar Vakarka. There's no Ishus according to Rav Chisda. But the Chiddush Ramban is saying is even in this man Dama of Rav Chisda, even in the source of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov of Lo Seite Keteis Avadim, there still is an element of Ishus according to the Ramban. Right? Everyone see? Any questions on that? We're good. Okay. Now, let's go weiter in the Gemara. Gemara then says further. Gemara says a strange question. It says Adarabba Chazaka. It should have been chazak is more appropriate because that is used for nichsa ger. If a person, a ger, dies, has no yorishim, which is, if he has no children, he has no yorishim because he has no cousins. So then it could be acquired by anyone through kin chazaka. So why not use that as a model? Now that's a very strange havamina. What's that havamina? The nichsa ger is being used. It must be that the Gemara here assumes it's not ishus at all. Nechseh ger is a regular acquisition of a property. So the Gemara here is debating, struggling, is shtar am ivriya ishus, is shtar am ivriya nechseh ger, is it regular kiddim? To which the Gemara says, be ishus mihas lo ashkecha. Although you're right, chazak is a very powerful kiddim, and it works by nechseh ger. Now, another habit, just to recommend, I asked the question before, another explanation I explained to you because they're debating how shtar am ivriya works. This is a parenthetical point, those who are with me on this point, otherwise you could ignore it. The other point would be how chazakah works, the nature of chazakah. Chazakah is so powerful normally for kinyan to work, you need to have a machna and a kona. I'm giving and you're receiving. When there's a das acharis machna, much easier for you to acquire something when there's no das acharis machna. But chazakah is so good, so powerful, so strong, that even if there's no das acharis machna, the nechseh ger, nobody owns it, he's dead. Normally, you'd have to have someone hand over the reins. There's no das acharis machna. We learn from here, chazak is so strong, it works even outside there being a das acharis machna. Maybe that's why it should work here as well. It just shows the strength of the kinyan chazak. Not a chiddush in Am Ivriya, but a chiddush in how kinyan chazak works. Either way, the Gemara concludes, the ishus mias l'ashka, never do we have chazak work. But ishus, it's not a very romantic way to acquire a woman, and therefore chazak is not an option. Now, what does the Gemara assume here? The gears we have in front of us, be'ishus lo ashkechan, like what Rav Slagatsky said before, that even within Rav Chisda, ishus is still a relevant factor. Meaning, we're trying to figure out, according to Rav Chisda, which kinyan works, what's lo seite katseis avadim implying which kinyan will work. So the Gemara said, shtar, why not chazaka? Because chazaka doesn't work by ishus. But we're not working with ishus, we're working within Rav Chisda, who doesn't hold ishus. He holds us a kinyan avadim. Elamai, you see, even within Rav Chisda, that ishus is a relevant factor, that shtar am ivriya is an ishus. Now, who rejects this girsa? Tozerit said this girsa is not there. Why does he say girsa is not here? Because he holds that Rav Chisda holds that the shtar am ivriya is purely kinyan avadim. There is no element of ishus, and for that reason, he takes away this girsa. Okay, now before we go ahead to the other Tosas Rid, so right now just to set everything up. Simple Pshat of the Gemara, Rameir Simcha understood this way, that's Pshat, I think, in Rashi and Tosos. Machlokis in the Gemara is Shtar Am Ivriya, Ishus, Kedushin, or is it Kinyan Avad? That's a Machlokis. We have a few Nafkamins. We just brought this Chiddush from the Girsa of the Gemara itself, and the Ramban's understanding against Tosos, that even Rav Chisda holds there's ishus element. Could you say the opposite extreme? What would the opposite extreme be? Exactly. There's no ishus according to anyone. Is that possible to say there's zero ishus? Meaning even according to the first man, the Amar, and Acheresi Kachla, according to Rav Huna, who holds that the Adon's Kosvo, even they don't hold ishus. It's purely kinyan. Does anyone say that? Ah, yeah, very good. How?
He connects it to Eved Ivri in the original.
Perfect, exactly. So you look at Tosas Rid number 4. Tosas Rid writes, number 4, Shtar Ame Ivriya, Mikosva, who writes it? Nirali, Duhu hadin the pligi nami a eved ivri. Tosafot thinks they're also arguing about who writes the eved ivri. Duha ivri mevri yalef. Duha did not get amid ivriya. The only reason why the Gemara chose to talk about amid ivriya, mishim deba mishaykra. That's the pasuk referring to. But einach nami, they debate whether an av or an adon writes the shtar for eved ivri. Now, what Gavriya is pointing out here is, if the machlokas before is about ishus or not, there's no ishus by an eved ivri, an adon acquires an eved ivri. What ishus is there to talk about? There's no ishus there. So elamai, that this machlokas has nothing to do at all with ishus. Just a general question of how are we learning limudim? How are the sources that we're learning from kedushin? Not because it's an ishus, but because the pasuk makes exerzakos of that a shtar is compared to kedushin or shtar is compared to avadim. But not to say that there's any ishus, and that's Tosafot l'shitasa. That's why he deletes the words be'ishus mi'es lo ashechan. This is not a question of ishus at all. This whole sugya here is about shtar avadim. It's a separate debate. Who writes it? But that doesn't say it's a shtar ishus at all. There's no shtar ishus even according to Rav Chisda. Excellent. Anyone thoughts, questions on that? Anyone understand that? Yeah, very, very good. So it's possible that some Rishonim hold this Minolim was actually not going on Eved Ivri, it's only going on Am Ivriya. But, yeah, you could say it, but Einach Nami, you're right. Pashup Shad is Minolim going on Eved Ivri, which means that Ishus shouldn't be on the radar at all. Now, what you could say is that Am Ivriya is Ishus, and we're just borrowing the Machlokas to Eved Ivri, even though there is no Ishus. Am Ivriya is just the model. But the Gzeres HaKasim says, whatever we hold by Am Ivriya will apply the same psak to Eved Ivri, but not the same nature to Eved Ivri. That Am Ivriya is about Ishus or not, and we apply it to Eved Ivri even though there's no Ishus, but we still just pull out whatever the psak is by Am Ivriya. That's what you could say as well. But still, okay. Very good. Now, the Kesem Mishnah also thinks this is what the Tosafot Rid writes, the Machlok is by Am Ivriya is the same thing by Eved Ivri. He says the same thing. If you look at we're going to get back to the Ritva in just a second. You look at the number 6 in the Rambam, Hilchas Avadim, Perek Dad Halacha Gimel. By Am Ivriya, Nikne Bekesef, O Beshava Kesef, Beshtar, Veno Niknes Bepruta. Finally, look at the last line of that number 6. Beshtar, Am Ivriya, Ha'av Kosvo. When you write Ha'av Kosvo, that indicates that what's the nature of Am Ivriya, Shtar Am Ivriya? Kinnin write the shtar of Kinnin of Adam. So Av Kosvo sounds like it's a shtar in Kinnin. And the Rambam says, so too, number 7, Eved Ivri, Shemachru Bezdin, or Mocha Atzmo. The same thing, he says, you look at the Nusach, Keta Beshtar, Kosev Lo Al Niyar, O HaCheres, Hareni, Mocher, Lecha. I am selling to you. Who's the one speaking? Av, right, I'm selling to you, Hareni Knu Lecha, no saying Lo Shtar, the father, so that's consistent. The psak by Am Ivriya, the Av Koso, is the same psak by Eved Ivri, the father's writing it, which indicates it's a Shtar Avadim, not Shtar Kedushin, Shtar Avadim, and the Kesem Mishnah number 8 says the same machlok is by Am Ivriya exists by Eved Ivri, and we paskin the same way. What's Shita's Rashi's understanding? Anyone see this? The psak halacha here? And pick up how Rashi paskins on this. Rashi doesn't always paskin for us. Rashi says, if you look at Rashi Dibamaskal Lahachi Ahani Imacheres, the last line of the Gemara that told us that even the world of Lo Tzete Ketes Avadim, how do we know the Kinin of Adam is Shtar? Maybe it's Chazaka. So the Gemara concluded by saying, Ibai Seima Lahachi Ahani Imacheres. That Acheres we learn from Kedushin using both Psukim here. It's a combination of Imacheres and Lo Tzete Ketes Avadim that Shtar works. So once you have im acheres, why do you need lo seite ketes avadim? So Rashi writes lahachi ahani im acheres hakeisha kasev la acheres legalos al halimud shel ketes avadim. Acheres is not really the source. The acheres is just being megalatas how to understand the source of ketes avadim. Shebal lamdenu al kinin hashtar lo al chazaka, to say that ketes avadim teaches me that shtar works but not chazaka. Aval ikir shtar, says Rashi. Ikishtar lav mikidushin yolif the tema adam kosvo. It's not learned out from Kedusha, it's not learned from Acheret, the Adam doesn't write it. Ela mishtar karkol yalef. Kishtar evit kenani v'av kosvo. That's the maskana of the Gemara. Not necessarily the psak, but that's the maskana of the Gemara. Even when the Gemara does balance between imacheres and kseis avadim, it's still, at least according to Chista, it's purely a din in karka and kinyan avadim, and we just use acheres to help be megal what the limud is. Okay. So one last shita here to explain, just to summarize again before we get to the Ritva. Either the Amorim are arguing whether it's shtar kedushin or shtar avadim, or we said that everyone really holds it's actually shtar kedushin. Even Rav Chista, if it's a shtar kedushin, there's an element of ishus, even Rav Chista. Or we said that no one holds ishus. They both hold that shtar avadim, kinyan avadim. They argue who writes it. But then you have the shita of the Ritva. The Ritva asks, number five, look at the second line, Ibaisem. Ibaisem l'hachi ani am imacheres, the end of the Gemara, l'migmar, minei l'hacha the shtar, rabbi lekra. You learn from the end that the shtar works for Am Ivriya. The Kashalon Nakati Bain Rav Huna Bain Rav Chista Ashkan Am Ivriya. We find that Am Ivriya works whole Mekach B'Shtar Niknes B'Shtar Am Ivriya. We know she's in the world of Shtar that works. It works for Kedushin, for it works for Am Ivriya. Evid Ivri Minol. And how do you know Evid Ivri works? Bishlama Machur Bezdin Yalef Me Am Ivriya Me Akesha Tiki. We'll see this on Daf Yudalad Ki Yimach Alecha Achicha Ha Ivriya Ivriya. That pasuk is talking about an Eved Ivri who's sold by Bezdin. Cases, Eved Ivri steals, doesn't have the money to pay. Bezdin sells him to pay back the amount he stole. So that's what it refers to. Oh, Ivri or Ivri in the pasuk. So Ivri is also thrown in there. It works for the hekesh of Am Ivri. Hanich l'mandamar yalf sacher sacher. How you know mocher atzmo minolan? The guy who just sells himself, he needs money. How you know he also gets to use shtar? Hanich l'man damar yalf sacher sacher. We're going to see this in Yudal as well. There's a gzer shava, sacher sacher. Man damar lo yalf sacher sacher. If you don't hold of the sacher sacher, how do you know Moch Atko could use a shtar? So then he writes, the ikle meimar, dilididei, lahachi kasa rachmana k'teis avadim. B'loshen rabim, avadim is rabim, mishum diyuka daikinen minei aval nikne bekinen havadim lahaki sh'eved ivri le'eved kanani. To tell me that an Eved Ivri who mocher atzmo is connected to an Eved Kenani, like an Eved Kenani is a nikne b'shtar, so too an Eved Ivri mocher atzmo is nikne b'shtar. What comes out is something very fascinating. The source that Machur Bezdin, an Eved Ivri Machur Bezdin gets a shtar, is different than the source that Eved Ivri mocher atzmo uses a shtar. Says the Ritva, an Eved Ivri Machur Bezdin is learned out from Am Ivriya, and the Eved Ivri Moch Atzmo is learned out from Kinyan Avadim. Two different types of shtars used. What comes out are Nafka Minas. What would happen? Do you need to write Lishma for this shtar? Ritva would say, well, depends which Eved Ivri we're referring to. You're referring to Eved Ivri, Machur Bezdin, who is learned out from Am Ivriya, you would require Lishma. If you're referring to Eved Ivri Moch Atzmo, who learns it out from Eved Kenani, you would not need Lishma. That would be a very important afkamina. We'll see, either tomorrow or the next day, Minchas Chinuch, there's a long piece here, because another afkamina would be, can you give a shtar bar karchach or not? What do you think? We'll finish with this. Yeah. Exactly. If it's Am Ivriya, we learned out from Kedushin, which you ultimately learned from Gittin. So he said, just like a get can be given Baal Karcha, even though a Kedushin you can't, but a Gittin it can be Baal Karcha, so too you could give the Shtar Baal Karcha to against the Am Ivri of some sort. We'll see the Ritva, the Minchas Chinuch tomorrow. So you need Baal Karcha will work, Lishma would be necessary, but if you learn it out from Kinyan Avadim, of Evli Kenani, of regular Kinyan Shtar Kinyan, Baal Karcha wouldn't work. You can't force someone to make an acquisition. Baal Karcha only works in the world of Ishus and Gittin. That would be another Nafkunis. So it comes out fascinating from the Ritva is that when it relates to an Eved Ivri, depends which Eved Ivri, if it's learning out from Am Ivriya, or it's learning out from Ketzei Savadim, that would dictate the nature of the type of shtar being used. Okay, we'll stop here. And then tomorrow we're going to go through Vayter in the Gemara, jump down a few lines where it says the Giron Kesef in the Gemara, and about the nature of Eved Ivri, which is called Gufo Kanoi. You probably spend 2 days on the sugya. Okay, any questions, let me know.